Isaacs Hendricks House, 77 Bedford Street. The Isaacs Hendricks House, as it's called today, sits solidly on the corner of Bedford and Commerce Streets. This house was built in 1799. It is both the oldest house in the West Village and one of the oldest structures in all of Manhattan. There's not a clear style here. The house looks a bit like the federal style of the early 1800s, based on the contemporary Georgian style of England, but it also shows older traits established in New York by the Dutch. The wide angle of the roof, as well as the bent tapering of its peak, suggests influence from the Dutch style of the earlier settlers, seen mainly in farmhouses and other rural structures surviving in the New York Hudson Valley and New Jersey areas. The bent peak of the roof is seen in many Hudson Valley houses by Dutch settlers and their descendants well into the late 18th century, but rare in houses by the English in America. It was originally built as a 2.5-story house for Joshua Isaacs, a merchant. No one is exactly sure why Isaacs built his home here, but there are thoughts that perhaps, like other New Yorkers, he was fleeing the yellow fever epidemic that hit the post-colonial city. Unfortunately, Isaacs didn't live here for too long. He lost the property to his creditors, and it was purchased by his son-in-law, Harmon Hendricks, in 1801. This is why it is usually referred to as the Isaacs Hendricks House. Hendricks owned a copper mill, and he was a leader of New York's small Sephardic Jewish community. Hendricks amassed a large amount of real estate, including, in the immediate neighborhood around the house, 77 Bedford Street, the entire block on Greenwich Avenue between Bank and 12th Street, the block of 6th to 7th Avenues between 21st and 22nd Streets, and property downtown. Additionally, the family maintained a farm and summer estate in what is known as now Broadway 72nd Street. Imagine that. According to the Greenwich Village Historic District Report, old records clearly indicate that the house was a freestanding building with its own yard. A map of 1835 indicates no other buildings standing on Hendricks Gomez land. When Hendricks died in 1821, he left an estate estimated, according to the Times, decades later, at $3 million, which would be nearly $60 million in today's dollars. The properties were divided among his six children: Edmund, Harmon, Joshua, Hetty, Emma, and Henry. The lucky one? Among the properties left in trust to daughter Hetty, who was married to Aaron L. Gomez, was the Bedford Street house. Hetty and Aaron, who lived at number 82 Amity Street, which was later renamed West 3rd Street, had six children. Aaron managed the Hendricks properties and by the early 1830s was leasing number 77 to the Room family. John P. Room was listed as a deputy sheriff in 1834 directories, and William Room as an agent, most likely of dry goods or other commission agent. A relative who made living as a carpenter, Thomas Room, lived directly across the street. In the 1920s, it was purchased by a group of villagers to preserve the character of the block and to prevent the erection of an apartment house on the site, reads the report. Thanks to these history-minded residents, this lovely home is here to delight and inspire New Yorkers. In fact, it's home to some as well. The house last sold in 2013 for $6.9 million. Speaking of old and interesting houses on this street, take a peek at 75 and a half Bedford Street, known as the narrowest house in New York City, built in 1873. It's only 9 feet 6 inches wide and about 999 square feet in total, but it also has a larger-than-life history. Due to its proximity to the Cherry Lane Theater, it was leased by the organization to house artists. Famous names like actors Cary Grant and John Barrymore stayed here. Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Edna St. Vincent Millay lived here with her husband, and later cartoonist William Stedge and his sister-in-law, anthropologist Margaret Mead, called it home. In fact, one resident, Anne McGovern, a child's book author, penned a sweet story called Mr. Skinner's Skinny House